Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is a beautiful Thursday, first night of the fair night. Traffic is terrible out there. We're going to get to that in a second with Austin. And I got to tell you, Pine Forest Road, Blue Angel Parkway, coming off the freeway, south and northbound Pine Forest. Try to avoid it if you're not going to the fair.
And some of that congestion has gotten better, but it is still a huge problem.
Austin will be talking about that coming up in less than 2 or 3 minutes. But right now, three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
It was a simple single-letter typographical error leading to the state rejecting an Escambia County agreement to provide fire suppression and rescue services for the Century Correctional Institution. Florida Department of Corrections discovered that the signatory page had Deputy General Counsel Christian Clemens' name misspelled. Well, Escambia commissioners now will approve a new copy of that agreement without the typo.
Number two.
Wild Greg Saloon in downtown Pensacola has reopened to service members stationed at NAS Pensacola. In August, Base Commander Captain Chandra Newman prohibited local sailors from visiting the bar due to concerns about safety and crime risk. The Navy lifted the ban after the bar owner agreed to implement safety improvements.
Number three.
And developments to talk to you about. State presented its case this morning in the trial of 33-year-old Cantomic contractor Jesse Lacoste. Well, he's been charged with defrauding homeowners, their insurance companies, subcontractors, suppliers of more than $2 million related to jobs in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that he just did not complete. He was found guilty today of theft and contractor fraud, and he could face up to 30 years in prison on each of those counts.
All righty, with it being 6:15, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Only really one major spot giving us trouble, and it is that fair traffic that Chris was referring to. Mobile Highway, if you are traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue, heading towards the fairgrounds, we do have some backups there bleeding on to Michigan. Also have a little bit if you're traveling southbound on Mobile Highway coming from Blue Angel Parkway, but that's not as bad at this time. Outside of that, luckily, there's not too much holding you up. As for your weather, it's 83 degrees, low of 69 this evening. Beautiful, sunny, clear day so far, and it's going to be clear skies this evening, bleeding into your Friday. Not going to have any rainfall chances until late Saturday night, and they'll increase once we get into your Sunday.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, very strong and a bright future. Those are the words of UWF Interim President Manny Diaz addressing the University of West Florida for the annual State of the University Address. He touched on enrollment.
This fall, UWF reached an exciting milestone, welcoming more than 15,000 students. This isn't just a number, it's a reflection of trust. Trust from students and families who see the value of a UWF education, who believe in strength of our faculty, who know that the opportunity happens here. More students than ever before are choosing UWF because of the quality of our programs.
Well, President Diaz also touched on UWF's successful athletic programs.
Our Argos continue to make us proud on the field, in the pool, and on the course. This year, our men's golf team captured the NCAA Division II National Championship, and our teams earned conference championships in volleyball, swim and dive, softball, and both men's and women's golf. And I'm excited to continue to cheer on our undefeated Argos as they continue their football season.
Okay, don't forget, UWF facing number 9 West Alabama Saturday, 6 p.m. at Tiger Stadium in Livingston, Alabama. West Alabama, pretty good team. As a matter of fact, they beat UWF last season, 35-33 in double overtime.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Nicolas Maduro's days in power are clearly numbered, or at least that's what Senator Rick Scott said yesterday on Fox News about Venezuela's president. President Trump announced yesterday he authorized the CIA to conduct lethal and covert anti-narcotics operations inside Venezuela. Scott adds that if Maduro is smart, he'll leave the country, and when that happens, it'll be a great day for the world.
Okay, Publix getting a big buzz from Wellington, Florida customers. That store down there generating a lot of controversy with its addition of a bar and booze-friendly carts. The old days of like, hey, I think I'm going to the library are over. Now it's, hey, I think I'm going to Publix.
At this particular Publix supermarket in Wellington, Florida,
shoppers can sip a craft beer mimosa and push carts with cup holders. The store is home to Publix Pours, a full bar serving beer, wine, coffee, and smoothies. There's also a wide variety of food options, including a burrito counter and a popcorn station. The location is going viral and has earned the nickname of Club Licks among customers who claim that it lives up to the Florida-based supermarket chain slogan, where shopping is a pleasure. And the fun may keep flowing, with the director of communications for Publix Supermarkets telling Fox News it's a concept that shoppers could be seeing more of in the future. Angelo Bavaro, Fox News.
And state officials are celebrating what they call another significant success in Florida's ongoing effort to combat the flow of illegal drugs. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday the FHP and DEA intercepted over $17 million worth of cocaine. It was found on a semi-truck that entered the state from the Mexico-Texas border. One of those arrested had previously been deported from the U.S. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins says the operation is a powerful example of the state's commitment to law and order.
619 News Radio 92.3. Florida is suing California and Washington State over their policies that provided a commercial driver's license to a migrant truck driver who allegedly took an illegal turn on the Florida Turnpike in August that resulted in the death of three people. Here's the latest from Florida Attorney General James Effmeyer.
Here in Florida, we can do everything right. We can back the blue. We can enforce the law. We can combat illegal immigration. But we still suffer when Gavin Newsom and liberals on the West Coast allow these illegals in. They encourage them, enable them.
All righty, 6:20 on the dot here. We will take our first quick break of this hour. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some hard-hitting national headlines for you, along with another check of your traffic and weather together, mainly keeping an eye on that fair traffic that we got going on this evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Orr's and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS.
New South Proud!
Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the county emergency operations centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
Like a fine young cannibal, let me tell you. It's 6:23 News Radio 92.3. Who is winning political points over the government shutdown? Therese Crowley takes a look at a new poll.
With flights delayed and government workers missing paychecks, 54% of U.S. adults now call the federal government shutdown a major issue. 69% of Democrats call it a major problem in the AP NORC poll, but just 59% of independents, 37% of Republicans. The central shutdown issue, only 4 in 10 U.S. adults support the Democrats' demand to extend Obamacare subsidies. The same number has no opinion. Just 3 in 10 have a favorable view of the Democrats. Republicans a smidge higher at 4 in 10. So who do you blame for the shutdown? 3/4 believe each deserves a moderate share of blame. But 6 in 10 adults willing to put more blame on President Trump and the party in power, the Republicans. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
It is 6:24, News Radio 92.3. Terrible, nasty day on the markets. I don't know how to put it any better. Not a pretty day at all. Here's Hillary Barsky with those numbers.
Another volatile trading session with stocks erasing earlier gains and finishing lower as the AI rally stalls, and investors continue to worry about U.S.-China trade relations, a government shutdown, and also weighing on the market today, new concerns about the health of regional banks due to bad loans. Financials were the worst performers as Treasury yields dipped. The Magnificent Seven tech stocks were mostly lower. However, shares of Google parent Alphabet rose slightly and hitting an all-time intraday high. The Dow winners, Salesforce, Caterpillar and Procter & Gamble, the Dow decliners, Visa, American Express, and Travelers. The Dow falling 301 points, the Nasdaq lower by 108, S&P 500 down 42. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price, the man of the hour with the weather and traffic together.
Yeah, you need this stuff. Let's see what we got here. Luckily on the roads, only backups on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound or southbound as you approach the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. It's really looking bad northbound. We've got some backups bleeding onto Michigan Avenue there. Also, may have a little bit of backups on Pine Forest Road, right where you meet Mobile if you're traveling southbound there, because that's just where some of the congestion is bleeding onto. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear tomorrow with a high of 83. And that's going to be the case for the first half of your Saturday. Late Saturday, though, we could see some rainfall chances is coming in.
The candidates for the New York City mayor set to square off tonight. Should be very interesting. In the first and only debate of the campaign, Alexis McAdams is on News Radio 92.3.
Tonight, the debate is expected to focus on public safety and affordability. And really, any way you look at these polls, Zoran Mamdani is in the lead. So that's why Politico says, really, it's his to lose at this point. So we'll see what happens. Mamdani wants to add free childcare and free buses to New York City. Sounds like a good idea, right? But how are you going to pay for it? Mamdani says he'll raise the taxes on the rich. President Trump says, well, don't call me, Mamdani, for any help. The White House says, don't pick up the phone and try to get any funding from us at this point. Right now, Mamdani leading the polls. Republican challenger Curtis Sliwa is vowing to not drop out, even though, listen to this, he says he was offered $10 million to just quit.
And parts of the Great Plains will be under threat of severe weather soon. Areas of Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas may see thunderstorms that could bring in heavy winds and even hail. The storm system will then shift east, and tomorrow, strong thunderstorms may be seen from Oklahoma to Missouri.
You know, we'll check in with Janice Dean in about 15, 20 minutes and get a national snapshot from the Fox Weather Center on that one. Airport screening coming under questioning today. A lot of questions about this. Loudspeakers at multiple airports were hijacked as hackers played pro-Hamas messages. Nate Foy has the details.
Passengers at Harrisburg International Airport were forced to listen to Hamas propaganda in the terminal. Listen to this.
Turkish hacker Cyber Islam was here. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine.
Sean Duffy responded on X, writing, quote, "This is absolutely unacceptable and understandably scared travelers. The FAA and I are coordinating with Fly HIA, that's Harrisburg International Airport, to help get to the bottom of this hack. Now, the hackers also hit three airports in Canada. They took over the flight boards and public address systems with, again, pro-Hamas, anti-Trump messages.
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell is okay after falling in the basement of a Senate office building. Video showed the 83-year-old walking while answering questions, and he fell to the ground. He was helped up by aides, though, and smiled and waved at the camera once he got back on his feet.
President Trump shared a phone call today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Peter Ducey has that details and all the details from the White House.
President Trump is revisiting Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky is going to come here to the White House and ask President Trump for Tomahawk missiles that could hit 1,000 miles into Russia. So before Zelensky comes and makes that ask in the Oval Office, President Trump phoned President Putin, and these are the most important parts of the call, according to Truth Social. The president says, President Putin thanked the First Lady Melania for her involvement with children. He was very appreciative and said that this will continue. And then we agreed that there will be a meeting of our high-level advisors next week. The United States' initial meetings will be led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, together with various other people, to be designated. A meeting location is to be determined. President Putin and I will then meet at an agreed-upon location, Budapest, Hungary, to see if we can bring this inglorious war between Russia and Ukraine to an end.
Listen, the New York mayor debate isn't the only thing happening. The annual Al Smith dinner is tonight in New York City. Chris Foster has a preview.
It's the 80th Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner, raising money for Catholic charities supporting women and children in need. Al Smith grew up poor, became governor of New York, and was the first Catholic nominated for president by a major party, the Democrats, in 1928. This year's Happy Warrior Award goes to businessman, philanthropist, and New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The keynote speakers are former Secretaries of State Antony Blinken and Mike Pompeo. Last year's dinner raised $10 million. This year's is back at its traditional home, the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, now reopened after a nearly eight-year renovation. In New York, Chris Foster, Fox News.
Put this on your weekend calendar. FarmShare, a nonprofit organization and food bank, hosting a food distribution event in Pensacola this week. FarmShare collaborates with local farmers to recover and distribute fresh produce. The event scheduled Saturday at the Brownsville Assembly of God on West DeSoto Street. Sports coming up in less than five. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump's former national security advisor from his first term turned critic, John Bolton, has been indicted. Fox's David Spunt has details.
Bolton charged not only with keeping top secret classified information, but sharing it with family members.
Bolton attorney Abby Lowell released a statement saying, "We look forward to proving once again that Ambassador Bolton did not unlawfully share or store any information." The blame game continues in Washington as the government shutdown reaches day 16. Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
Republicans say the government shutdown is because Schumer is scared of Ocasio-Cortez. But even though Ocasio-Cortez claims that Schumer has nothing to fear, Republicans are convinced that the left is in charge.
There have now been 10 failed votes in the Senate to approve a temporary funding bill. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The other day, Tua Tagovailoa had to apologize for calling out his teammates arriving late to player-only meetings. Sure, it could have been done behind closed doors. Sure, Tua isn't the right messenger after throwing three interceptions and a loss to the Chargers. And sure, this shows Tua's teammates truly don't respect him when they're showing up late to meetings that he's organizing. However, I think Tua's sentiment was in the right place, but ultimately this comes down to the culture Mike McDaniel has built, and that's one with zero structure in that Dolphins locker room. I'm Zach Gelb.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine
Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Blackley throws it up near sideline towards the end zone. Yeah. 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 Four-man rush. Mendoza stepping up. He goes down.
House call. Touchdown Florida State.
It's a late-night game this Saturday as the Florida State Seminoles travel to the West Coast to face the Stanford Cardinal on the Seminole Sports Network, presented by Wolfson Children's Hospital.
FSU versus Stanford, with a pregame set at 7:30 on News Radio 92.3, your home for Florida State football.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now.
Is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
A simple single-letter typographical error led to the state rejecting an Escambia County agreement to provide fire suppression and rescue services for the Century Correctional Institution. The Florida Department of Corrections discovered that the signatory page had Deputy General Counsel Kristen Clemens' name spelled incorrectly. Escambia commissioners will now approve a new copy of the agreement without the typo.
Number two.
While Greg's Saloon in downtown has reopened to service members stationed at NAS Pensacola, in August, Base Commander Captain Chandra Newman prohibited local sailors from visiting that bar due to concerns about safety and crime risk. The Navy lifted the ban on Tuesday after the bar owner agreed to implement safety improvements.
Number three.
And the state presented its case this morning in the trial of 33-year-old Cantonment contractor Jesse Lacoste. He had been charged with defrauding homeowners, their insurance companies, and subcontractors and suppliers of more than $2 million related to jobs in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that were not completed. And he was found guilty earlier this afternoon of theft and contractor fraud.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Escambia County could be looking at a change in how property abatements are collected. Commissioners are scheduling a hearing on moving nuisance abatement collections to property taxes instead of being a separate collection system. Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino.
We've been doing this method for not necessarily the abatement costs, but the other for quite some years. You know, us, tax collector, property appraiser, rather than sending out three separate notices, we come together to send out one notice.
Well, Marino says as an effort to get more homeowners to pay their nuisance abatement fines, once a hearing scheduled, the change would still have to be approved by commissioners.
And the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival will take place next month. It's scheduled from November 7th to the 9th at historic Seville Square in downtown Pensacola. The event will feature live music, traditional craft demonstrations, and a children's art festival with hand-on activities. Additionally, the student art show will display over 2,000 pieces from local students. More than 200 artists will be in attendance. Admission is free. Festival hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Again, this is November 7th to the 9th. For more information, you can visit GGAF.org.
Here's your top sports stories this hour. Fox Sports Update.
Sweepless in Seattle. No sweep for the Seattle Mariners. They came into Game 3 of the American League Championship Series last night with a 2-0 lead against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Mariners did not win last night.
Kirk sends a fly ball the other way. Robles retreating to the track, to the wall. It's another home run! Opposite field blast for Alejandro Kirk, and a dozen for the Jays on their fourth bomb of the night.
On Fox Sports 1, the Blue Jays added one more home run. They beat the Mariners 13-4 in Game 3 of the ALCS to get within 2-1. Toronto also got home runs from Andrés Giménez, George Springer, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and Addison Barger. Toronto had lost the first two games, outscored at home 13-4. Last night in one game, the Blue Jays outscored the Mariners 13-4. But it's only one win. Toronto has scored 34 runs in five games this year at T-Mobile Park. Game 4 of the ALCS, later tonight on FS1. Just after 8:30 Eastern Time, Max Scherzer starts for Toronto, Luis Castillo for Seattle. National League Championship Series shifts from Milwaukee to Los Angeles. Game 3 tonight, Dodgers lead the Brewers 2-0.
Cooper Flagg, 6'9" point guard, getting the start. The number one overall pick in the draft, and he finds Klay Thompson for the splash 2.
On ESPN, final preseason game for Cooper Flagg and the Dallas Mavericks last night. Flagg had 13 points in 28 minutes for Dallas. The Mavs beat the Lakers in Las Vegas 121-94. The NBA regular season tips off next Tuesday. Week 7 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Cincinnati. The 2-4 Bengals home against the 4-1 Steelers. Pittsburgh favored by 5.5 points on the road. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Week 7 of the NFL, yes, kicking off with Thursday Night Football in Cincinnati. Bengals hosting the Steelers. Steelers 4-1, Bengals 2-4. Want to stress this game to you because it's on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to it on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
It's always good when the Pope has a sense of humor. You know what I mean? Pope Leo XIV made his fandom of the Chicago White Sox known at the Vatican this week. Yeah, he had a heckler. It was a Cubs heckler at the Vatican. He let him have it. Here's Jared Max.
In what may have sounded like it could have been a sports parade Wednesday in Vatican City, on Vatican Media, Pope Leo XIV greeted thousands while standing riding in the back of the Pope Mobile. A native of Chicago, he exchanged words with somebody who had shouted a sports jab his way about the Pope's favorite baseball team. After somebody yelled "Go Cubs" at Pope Leo XIV, a lifelong Chicago White Sox fan responded in Spanish, "Han perdido," then in English translated, "They lost." The Cubs were eliminated in the National League Division Series Saturday by the Brewers. Still, the Cubs won 32 more games this year than the Pope's favorite Chicago baseball team. Jared Max, Fox News.
And lastly, here, the NBA fining Golden State Warriors forward Jonathan Kuminga $35,000 following his ejection in a preseason game against the Portland Trail Blazers. The league said the fine was for Kuminga making inappropriate contact with and pursued a game official after his ejection. Kuminga confronted the referee over a non-call on a layup, then clapped in the official's face. Warriors coach Steve Kerr defended the incident after the game, calling it a product of Kuminga's competitive passion and intensity.
Here's today's health news.
He left the word rude out, didn't he? Somewhere in
entitled, arrogant, perhaps.
Yeah. Diane Keaton's cause of death has been revealed. Lillian Wu is on News Radio 92.3.
Diane Keaton's family sharing how she died. The family of the Oscar winner in a statement saying she died of pneumonia October 11th. The family members also expressing their gratitude for the outpouring of support and detailing causes Keaton was passionate about, writing, "She loved her animals and she was steadfast in her support of the unhoused community. So any donations in her memory to a local food bank or an animal shelter would be a wonderful and much appreciated tribute to her." A source telling People, the 79-year-old's health declined very suddenly, and that in her final months, she was surrounded only by her closest family, who chose to keep things very private. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And people might actually reach their mental and emotional peak at around age 60. That's according to new research that finds that while physical strength declines after the mid-20s, intelligence, personality, emotional intelligence, and decision-making continue improving, reaching a peak at around 60 years of age. The findings were published in the journal Intelligence.
Well, President Trump returning to the Oval Oval Office today to make a big announcement about one of the issues he campaigned on, access to in vitro fertilization, or IVF, with a proposal to significantly lower the cost of fertility treatments. Here's the President of the United States.
EMD Serono, the largest fertility drug manufacturer in the world, has agreed to provide massive discounts to all fertility drugs they sell in the United States, including the most popular drug of all, the IVF drug, Gonal-F.
Weight loss drugs like Ozempic may have an effect on how our bodies handle alcohol, according to a new study. GLP-1 drugs may help you handle your alcohol better and consume less of it. The study by Virginia Tech found that those using GLP-1 drugs saw their blood alcohol levels rise at a slower pace and reported feeling less intoxicated than those not on the weight loss drugs. Those on the drugs also reported feeling less of a craving for alcohol both before and after the experiment.
A Colorado Springs Police Department canine in critical condition after being stabbed yesterday. While officers responded to a domestic violence protection order violation, here's the latest on his care.
Just before 11 a.m., police arrived at a home in a neighborhood near Woodman and Black Forest Roads, where the suspect, 37-year-old Anthony Bryant, was barricaded. Canine Rome released to de-escalate the situation when Bryant reportedly stabbed Rome three times in the head, neck, and along his abdomen down to his left leg. Officers carrying him to a police cruiser to rush the canine to Animal ER Care and into surgery. Vets at Animal ER Care had to amputate Rome's left hind leg, and he will have to retire from the police department if he survives.
Okay, 645 News Radio 923. Austin Price is in with the traffic and weather tonight.
Thank you, sir. The only spot that's really been giving us trouble this hour is Mobile Highway, traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue, trying to get into the Pensacola Interstate Fair. It's the first night for that. Have a little bit of that congestion bleeding onto Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound. But Mobile Highway, easily the worst-looking spot right now, so we'll keep an eye on that for you for the remainder of our program tonight. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 69. Tomorrow, 83 is going to be the high. Same can be said for Saturday. But late Saturday night, heading into Sunday, we are going to have some rainfall chances creep in.
Well, you framed the local forecast up very nicely. Let's go to the national stage. Troubled weather lies ahead. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean looking at the Fox weather forecast.
A system traveling across the country will bring the risk of strong to severe thunderstorms starting Friday through the weekend and into next week, starting with the Plain States through the Mississippi Valley and then the eastern seaboard on Sunday and Monday. We can expect all sorts of different weather, including heavy rain, large hail, damaging winds, and even the risk for tornadoes, especially Saturday and Sunday. Flooding will be possible depending on where you live. Meanwhile, the Northwest getting active with several storm systems lined up for that region over the next week. Stay alert with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Yeah, this last week was really torrential for our folks living up in Alaska. A lot of flooding activity. In fact, hundreds of people are airlifted today out of the villages hit by the storm in Alaska. Chris Foster has more.
1,500 people are forced from their homes in two villages in western Alaska near the Bering Sea, devastated by flooding over the weekend. The Alaska Army National Guard says it's flown about 300 people to Anchorage, hundreds of miles away, with shelters closer to home and an armory in the city of Bethel filling up. Those villages, Kipnuk and Quigillengok, are only reachable by water or air. Nearly every home is damaged or destroyed, some torn from their foundations, floating away with people inside. At least one person died. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Yeah, go ahead, count them down. 16 days. Senate Republicans and Democrats have been at odds over how to reopen and fund the government. Christian Goodwin is on News Radio 92.3.
The Senate failing to advance Republicans' House-passed government funding measure for the ninth time Wednesday.
Republicans are unwilling to spend a dime to provide affordable health care to working-class Americans. That's unacceptable. The American people deserve better.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and fellow Democrats calling on Republicans to negotiate on the extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits. Republicans say they're open to negotiating after reopening the government.
Every day that goes by, there are more and more Americans who are getting smaller and smaller paychecks, people who work for the federal government.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Lyft plans to open a new technology hub in downtown Toronto in the second half of next year. The move makes the city its second largest tech center after San Francisco. The company says rides in Canada grew more than 20% in the first half of this year from a year ago. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company is reporting a more than 39% increase in its third quarter profit, beating estimates and hitting a fresh record high. Its high-performance computing division accounted for 57% of revenues in the third quarter. Shares of Nestle jumping 8% after the company said it'll cut 16,000 jobs. The company plans to cut 12,000 white-collar roles and another 4,000 positions will be reduced over the next few years. Stocks were lower on Wall Street, with the Dow falling more than 300 points, the S&P 500 off slightly, and the NASDAQ down more than 100. That's your money now.
Food war starting. And what I'm talking about, J.M. Smucker says Trader Joe's has copied its Uncrustable peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and is filing a lawsuit for copyright infringement. Just don't mess with the formula. They're really good. You like them too, don't you?
I do.
Okay, here's Jenny Casola.
J.M. Smucker says the peanut butter and jam sandwiches sold by Trader Joe's have the same pie-like crimp markings on their edges as Uncrustables, use the same blue color on the packaging, and show a sandwich with a bite mark taken out of it. In the lawsuit, Smucker says it can't allow others to use Smucker's valuable intellectual property to make sales. Smucker is seeking restitution and wants a judge to order Trader Joe's to deliver all products and packaging to Smucker to be destroyed. Trademark experts say Trader Joe's could argue that the sandwiches are slightly more square than Uncrustables and that the crimping is simply functional. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Well, as long as we're using our time and energy wisely, that's all that matters. And PayPal and Venmo services returning to normal following an outage this morning. Thousands of users posted on downdetector.com that they had not been able to access the money in their accounts. A message on PayPal's status webpage said a system issue impacted some of its services, including Venmo and Braintree. PayPal said the technical issues have been resolved.
The trade war with China is affecting the price of Bitcoin, which is down, are you ready for this number? It's down about $15,000 from its record less than 2 weeks ago. What a shocker that would be. Lauren Simonetti tells us more.
The major sell-off started last Friday when President Trump threatened 100% tariffs on China. Nervous traders dumped their risky bets for the perceived safety of treasury bonds and gold. Despite the volatility, demand remains intact. Bitcoin corporate adoption hitting record highs, and cities are piling in too. New York City becoming the first in the nation to set up an office of digital assets to find areas where Bitcoin and blockchain can be used, from permitting to parking tickets. Here's its chief technology officer, Matthew Frazier.
For the modern history, everyone sees New York City as the fintech capital of the world. And we want to ensure that we continue to maintain that space.
In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
Boston's iconic Citgo sign. If you've ever been to Boston, you know what I'm talking about here. It's located in Kenmore Square. It's soon going to be moved, but not that far, so don't worry. Here's Matt Murphy.
Boston has approved a plan to move the Citgo sign about 120 feet east and raise it 30 feet higher to preserve its visibility across the skyline and from inside Fenway Park. First installed in 1940, the sign advertising the Citgo Oil Company has become a beloved city symbol, especially for Boston Marathon runners who associate it with the final mile.
Citgo sign has always been this landmark, and having run the Boston Marathon five times, it's, you know, that moment of relief when you come into the city.
As part of a $200 million Red Sox development project, city officials and residents alike say keeping the sign in sight was essential. The move ensures this landmark continues to shine over Boston, taller and prouder than ever. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
6:52 on the nose here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you this evening. Keep you updated on that fair traffic, especially going on Mobile Highway. But we'll also get you some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you as well, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable. Can't say no, I'm stuck.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Five away from 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Austin Price, taking a jab at the weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, just taking a shot in the dark, giving it my best shot. We do have backups on Mobile Highway. I warned you about that. Got some backups on Mobile Highway, particularly traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. That's right, as you're approaching the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. So with it being the first day of the fair, I think you can see where I'm going with this. Outside of that, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. So unless you're going to the fair or you're in that area, there's not really much that you got to look out for. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home this Thursday evening. As for your weather, 83 degrees right now, low of 69. Tomorrow going to be a high of 83, sunny, mostly clear, similar to today. Not going to have some rainfall chances until Saturday night.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Listen, you know when Christmas is coming and when Hallmark starts their countdown to Christmas series, all the movies on there. But there's another way. Brad Paisley coming out with some new holiday tunes. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Here's Michelle Pollino.
Brad Paisley is kicking off the holiday early with a brand new Christmas album, Snow Globe Town. Set for release November 7th, the 16-track project includes 8 original songs written by Paisley, who also dropped 2 new tracks to celebrate the announcement. Paisley said the idea started while writing music for Hallmark's upcoming film, A Grand Old Opry Christmas. The first single, Leave the Christmas Lights On, is out now. The second track, Countdown the Days, has been chosen as the official anthem for Hallmark Channel's 16th annual Countdown to Christmas, which kicks off Friday. The Grand Ole Opry member also co-wrote 2 more songs for A Grand Ole Opry Christmas and will appear in the film, which premieres November 29th at 8 Eastern on Hallmark Channel. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Comedy Central's Daily Show highlighting Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's new media restrictions. The Daily Show mockingly agreed to the new press restrictions at the Pentagon in a post on social media. The graphic read in part, quote, "We were going to refuse, but everyone else rejected it so hard that it honestly made us feel kind of bad for Pete Hegseth," unquote. Hegseth and his department have sparked criticism for the effort to limit journalists' access to the Pentagon by controlling the information coming out of the building. President Trump has defended the policy by saying Hegseth finds the press to be very disruptive in terms of world peace.
It is week 7 of the NFL season and getting underway tonight from Cincinnati. Joe Morgan's in with the details.
And the Bengals and Steelers face off on Thursday Night Football. Don't take the over on rushing yards from the quarterbacks. It will be a matchup between 2 very, very experienced Super Bowl-winning veterans, Joe Flacco, who is in his 18th season, and Aaron Rodgers, now in his 21st.
I think it's great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to pull for the older guys to win championship.
That was courtesy of the Steelers as Rodgers spoke with the media on Tuesday. The matchup will be just the third regular season game between 40-year-old starting quarterbacks. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Kim Kardashian is getting real about her divorce from Kanye West. On the Wednesday episode of the Call Her Daddy podcast, the Skims founder opened up about the toxic aspects of her marriage toward the end of her relationship with West. When host Alex Cooper asked about the final straw that led to Kardashian filing for divorce, the reality star pointed toward some of the personal stuff that West aired out publicly that mentioned members of her family. She also revealed experiencing periods of not feeling safe emotionally and financially.
Yeah, how would you feel if you were confronted by a police department saying, I want you to get high? I would be a little skeptical, actually.
Yeah, that sounds like a trap.
Yeah. Well, when Ocean City, Maryland police ask for volunteers to get high, and they say strictly for training purposes only.
yeah, for research.
They lit up and got buzzed, let me tell you. Matt Murphy has that story.
On Tuesday, the department posted a call for a dozen adult cannabis users to help train officers in spotting impairment. Within hours, the response was so overwhelming, they had to close registration. The October 26th event is part of Maryland's annual DUI conference and lets officers observe volunteers as they light up using their own supply in a safe, controlled setting. It's hosted with Cannabis Green Lab, includes a free lunch and shuttle, and gives 40 rookie cops an up-close look at the effects of cannabis, purely for science, of course. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
All right. Don't forget about Escambia County's the Children, Trust, and Community Health of Northwest Florida launching a program to provide free eye exam and glasses to Escambia public school students. It'll start with kindergarten, first grade. The initiative will expand all 70 campuses within 3 years. That program running from November 1st through October 31st, 2028. That does it for us. Back tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.